This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
In the studio, our next guest, we have Matt Irwin, who is a photographer from Melbourne. And we have actually, I think Matt was on the show. Matt was on the show maybe about 2 or 3 years ago. Now, as we're saying now, that was probably a while ago. Some listeners might remember. Now, most people should know, if they don't know the name Matt, they would definitely recognise some of his works, which are all mostly about Melbourne.
And also, we've got to thank Matt on air, because he gave us a print of one of his photographs, a laneway, one of the graffiti laneways. And we were doing with all the visual artists, yes. We asked them to donate a piece of art, and we had an art auction a couple of years ago for Joy. Yep. And so thank you, Matt, because your piece made quite a bit of money.
Good. That's what we want to hear. That's what it's all about.
Really appreciate it. So welcome to the show, Matt.
Thank you very much.
Now, and we'd like to start off, I suppose, having a little bit of a chat about your background.
Yes.
How you got interested in art, how that developed, how you sort of, I suppose, continued with that.
Yeah.
And that's always something I suppose interests David and myself, but also a lot of our listeners is, you know, because people, I suppose, you know, like go to and from and at various stages in their life with art, and
yes.
Some people, you know, move in and move out of it. So how did it all get started for you?
Well, I feel like I was just a very normal kid growing up in the suburbs in the 70s and 80s. I love Doctor Who. I love science fiction. And one of my favourite directors was Ridley Scott. Okay. And one of the most meaningful pieces of art that was created for me at the time was Blade Runner, which was, I think, 1982.
Yep.
And of course, Ridley Scott is famous for making things look amazing, but not really directing his cast. And so there I was as an 11-year-old seeing that beautiful film, just thinking, wow, that's what I want to be. That's what I want to do. And as I went through high school, I felt like I wanted to be a filmmaker, and I dabbled and played with the video camera at home and did animations on my computer at home. And then I actually got into film school, which was a TAFE course at the time, and went through all of that. And at the end of that, I realised that making films required a crew, a script. There was a lot of logistics, and as an 18-year-old, that was...
And expensive.
And expensive, or extraordinarily expensive 30 years ago. And photography was a very close second for me, so it wasn't that I wasn't interested. And photography and cinematography are pretty much the same thing. So instead of heading off down the cinematic moving pictures path, I headed off down the cinematic still pictures path. And I used to love riding my bike, and I thought, wow, we live in this beautiful city. This was the late 80s, and there was a gentleman, a photographer by the name of Steve Parrish, that maybe some of the listeners would remember. He would take a lot of photos of koalas and cities on bright summer's day when the sky is absolutely at its apex. Sorry, the sun is at the apex in the sky. It's all bright. It's all colourful. And I thought Melbourne is way more than just a colour postcard in the middle of the day.
Yep.
Why can't I see this anywhere? So I just went off and did my thing, and I started to photograph the city just off my own bat. I had no plans of any of what followed. And then after probably a year of doing that, people started to say, oh, I really like it. Can I have a copy? And then it just rolled on. And the first commercial thing I did was to start at markets way back when St Kilda Market was... different than it is today.
Right, where it was more touristy now, where it was the locals used to go there a lot more.
Well, and the interesting thing was is I started just after Sunday trading began. So St Kilda Market and Queen Vic Market were the only two places in Melbourne you could shop. So they were absolute meccas.
Yep.
And so they were still really big and really vibrant. And because so much has changed since everybody can open on a Sunday,
yep.
It's just entropy, you know. Yep. Things slowly change.
But the thing is that your name, Matt Irwin, a lot of people wouldn't know who you are, but people would have seen your photographs, no matter, you know, like they think themselves, no, I wouldn't have. They would have, because they're quite iconic, aren't they, around Melbourne?
Yeah, so I literally had a stall every Sunday for 20 years, of which I did 10 of those years myself. I think I missed two Sundays in a decade. And I don't know where my entrepreneurial spirit came from, but it's like you've got to be here. When people come back, they've seen you, they want to buy that gift or whatever. You have to be here. Mm. So, and I used to be on the committee at the market, so, and we knew that 10,000 people would go past every Sunday. So if you've got 10,000 people going past looking at you, then you start to, you know, you start to permeate the zeitgeist. So but, that was the beginning.
But what I love about your work is that it's not the obvious photos around Melbourne. It's often the laneways, as I mentioned before, the one that you donated to Joy. And you're like, you love rain on a footpath, which is a bit tough these days because there's no rain.
Yes.
And you love a fog as well, don't you?
I do love fog. Yeah, well, as I said, going back to when it started, it was like, well, Melbourne has all these moods, all this architecture. It looks just as good in winter, in the fog or the rain. It looks good in all of its states. Why do we just look at it on a sunny, colourful day?
Yep.
And I saw it. And then the challenge was, when I first started out, is how do you capture what you see with your eyes? How do you capture something you see in stereo, in 3D, on a flat image and still evoke the same emotion? And it's always been emotional. Like the journey as an artist is an emotional one, and I would walk around and get tingles down my spine going, oh wow, this is epic.
Yep.
And it was unfolding in front of me, and sure, I was out at 4 a.m. on a Wednesday night when the city was empty, and so that was pretty epic in itself, but it allowed these amazing moments to occur. And that, you know, Melbourne's been my muse, and that's why I went on to create the book Melbourne, A Love Affair, because that was the most honest thing I could say about my relationship with Melbourne, is it's my muse.
How long ago did you release that book?
First version came out in 2012.
Right.
And then we did a follow-up version in 16 or 17. I probably should know that, but I think it was the end of 16, start of 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, as I said, your prints of your photographs, you put onto canvas which takes it to another dimension. Yes. So it looks great on somebody's wall. I remember by accident wandering down a laneway on White Night, and you were setting up for an exhibition that you were part of, White Night.
Yes.
And you're like, they were huge, the pieces you had in White Night.
Yeah, well, it was like, you're part of White Night, you better make the biggest splash that you can make as a photographer. So we did create the largest canvasses I'd ever made at 2.5 metres by 1.5 metres, of which some of those you can still see at our Block Place Gallery in the city, which is a beautiful, it's the old Cobb & Co. hayloft is where I'm now set up. I've been there since 2014. It's a beautiful space. And they were so big that we actually had to frame them and stretch them up there.
Right.
Because we couldn't get them up there.
Well, what happened if somebody wanted to buy it?
Well, we have to pull it apart and ship it to them. And that's exactly what happens.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. So how, you're like, the journey you've had's been, you know, unbelievable. And as I said, you know, like, people have seen your photos even if they don't know who it's by.
Yes.
How rewarding is that, Matt?
It's my 30th year this year, and so it's a long journey, but there is nothing more humbling, and especially when I, like, it's still the same, but when I first started, I don't know if you've ever heard the story about Jim Morrison. When he would first play, he could not even face the audience because he was so shy.
Yep.
When I first started selling my work, I could hardly even look at the crowd looking at my work because I was so shy. And then to have people hand over their hard-earned cash, you know, someone might have to work in a bar for 4 hours or whatever to buy anything you do, it simply cannot be better than that.
Mm.
It's an amazing thing. So, yes, no, it's, I feel very fulfilled
by
that. No question. No. Like, it's absolutely humbling.
So, you know, what's next, you know, after the 30 years? You know, where are you going? What have you got? Is there a plan now? Are you taking yourself to another level?
Yeah.
And I'm touching something that you're just about ready to release.
Sure. Well, so what David's talking about there is it was released last year, but that's okay.
Okay.
And so at the same time I've been photographing Melbourne, I've been photographing all over Australia, and there was a fair bit of built-up desire for a Sydney book. So we thought we'd do a Sydney
book. But hasn't there been 101 books done on Sydney?
Nothing like what I do. Nothing True. Like what I do, which it's the same sort of thing. You know, I just got down there at street level. I didn't mind if it was raining or, you know, for me, it's changed a bit of late because there are so many people photographing all of the cities of the world.
Including me.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, like, but up until...
Up until
sort of phone cameras were ubiquitous and Instagram was huge. So up until about 5 years ago, it wasn't happening. And the cities have so many amazing nooks and crannies and moments and moods. Like, they're just going on all the time. And to just go for Flinders Street Station or the Sydney Opera House or whatever, like, that to me is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yep.
And then there's everything else. Yep. And so... So that's what that book is about as well. But no, there's lots of things going on. When I started at Block Place, for me, I wanted it to be a community. Mm-hmm. I wanted it to be a space where artists, visual artists, cinematographers, photographers could come. And I'm finally starting to work on that after a few years. And we've started, let's call it a club. We've given it a photography-oriented name, which is Focus Group.
Oh, boom, boom.
Boom, boom. That's right. I'm a dad now, so I can have dad jokes. And we had our very first meeting last month. Our next one's coming up on the 15th, the Friday the 15th of March. So that's only, 2 weeks away. So we'd love if any of your listeners are interested in hanging out with other like-minded people and myself. We're going to walk the streets. We're going to take photographs. We're going to talk about the highs and the lows, the inspiration. And photographers and visual artists were often quite solitary people. So for me, the idea of actually getting together is something. So, you know, what's some of the evolution is getting together and making it a bit more of a community thing.
Yep.
You know, it's a funny thing for me because I've just put my head down and worked really hard for 30 years.
Yep.
And not to blow my own trumpet, but that's just what it's taken to get to this point.
Yeah, but also what you've done with, you know, like making your photos a household name visually is also, you know, like your enthusiasm. That's what I found that when I've met you, you're like, agree, Neil? You know, like that, yeah. There's an enthusiasm coming from the man. And I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
You know, like you say that you were a bit shy in the beginning and couldn't face the people looking at your photographs.
Yeah.
But you've overcome that
because of
your love of what you're doing and that it's working.
Exactly true. Exactly true. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure there's enough minutes in the time we have left to sort of... I really believe that life is a gift. So the fact that we're just here and we have this opportunity to talk and share ideas and walk the world and here, especially in this city and in this country, you can go out with a camera at night and be pretty safe.
Yep.
And we can express ourselves and do what we want to do and share ideas. And I think the world needs more and more of that every day. You know, if we look out beyond our borders, beyond Australia, you know, the world's, there's a lot going on out there. Mm. A lot of it's stuff that we're probably not that excited about. So... yeah, like this is a big philosophical debate. We might need a whole episode on it. But I do feel that you know, the governments support the arts because the arts are good for our soul, and there's this cycle.
Yep.
And
it's also very much part of Melbourne, the
arts. Oh, well, absolutely. And to go back to your question of, you know, how do I feel about people liking my art? It's amazing because they are getting joy. No pun intended. They get joy as well. And then you think about the fact that it might sit on their living room wall above their TV for the next 10 years. Like, it's amazing.
Mm.
And that's all a journey. But I've sort of gone off track of what I was trying to say. But what I'm trying to say is maybe bigger than I can get out right now. But the arts is a great place for us to unpack ourselves, unpack our souls, share ideas. Sometimes we can communicate without words. We can just communicate in different ways. And whether that's seeing a live band or dance, in my case it's photography, I love that people from all walks of life can go, they can look at the same thing and they can all love it.
Yep.
And there's you know, no more beautiful place to be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm passionate about all of that.
Good
it's not,
on
it's
you.
Not just clicking. Yeah. It's the whole
the
thing.
The whole thing.
That goes around it.
Likewise, it's the same with us. That's why we do this show. Now, beautiful. How can we find out more about you? Do you have a website?
I do. That's a great question. So there's matterwin.com. So that's MATTIRWIN.com. I've had the com for 25 years or whatever it's been. I'm on Facebook, Instagram. Both of them are Matt Irwin Photography.
Yep.
I've got a YouTube channel that I've been running for a couple of years. There's over 100 episodes there. So if you're interested in gear, if you're interested in seeing what to do when you go out photographing at night, if you're interested in hearing about the business, the highs, then like it's a kind of half vlog, half technical place to go. But if you want to learn about my world, just watch a few episodes there. That's lots of fun.
Yeah.
So that's YouTube, Matt Irwin Photography. And yeah, Facebook, Instagram, website, YouTube. Yeah. And we do have a great exhibition coming up. It's coming up, let me find the date here. It's going to be from the 22nd of March to the 27th of April.
Yeah.
And it's a precursor to my next book that'll be coming out in the third quarter.
Can you say what it is yet?
The exhibition or the book?
The book.
Let's do it. So I thought to myself, you know, we all work hard on our Instagram pages. How do you tie them together without it being too tied together? Yeah. So I want your honest reactions because I still haven't finalized the title yet. We'll be going to print very soon. But the idea, the name is 365 grams or Melbourne 365 grams.
I don't know.
Okay, it makes me think because I'm not quite sure.
365, sure, yeah.
Where does the grams come from?
So Instagram.
Okay.
So I was thinking grams as in what?
Well, 365 is days, so I assume pictures of the days.
Well, that's right. It's kind of a triple entendre.
Okay.
It's got the Instagrams, it's got the days. So it's sort of like a year in the life. And it'll have 365 images.
Yep.
Okay. I was trying to get it to weigh 365 grams.
That's what I just thought of weights.
But I couldn't pull that off. It's going to be a square format. So it's going to, I'm very excited about it.
And what's the exhibition about?
It's going to be the highlights, some of the highlights. I mean, they're all highlights, of course, but it's going to be just the 20 favourite images that we've chosen from the book.
And where's that?
That's going to be at our Block Place Gallery. So that's level 2, 28 Block Place here, Melbourne 3000. So very easy to get to.
So it's not that main part of the Block Arcade. It's where all the cafes are. It's up one of the staircases.
That's right. So Block Arcade is that L shape and where that little tributary that runs to Royal Arcade, which is known as Block Place.
Matt, thank you so much for coming
in. It's such a pleasure. It's such a pleasure.
And don't make it 2.5 years before you come back.
I'll be back. Look forward to it. Thank you, gentlemen, so much.
Thanks so much, Matt. You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.